Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A wise man once said, you can't win them all. And the Padres certainly proved that last night.
No kidding. Oh, honey. I feel so bad because yesterday you were so excited.
Everyone was excited.
You were determined to get to that game. So determined. On our social media, we got DMs. We got messages constantly. Somebody please get this man a ticket.
He needs to go. That's so kind.
And you found one and you paid for it.
Yeah.
And that's what you ended up with. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You know, it's a rough night. And I appreciate you saying that. You know it's a rough night when the best highlight of the night is from the hidden ball under the cap gig on the screen. I knew it was under cap number two the whole time.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of my night, knowing that. And, you know, no small effort, by the way, because it wasn't just the regular three caps. They mix it up once in a while, and they put, like, six caps in there. So it's really difficult.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm trying.
We're talking about the cap game and nothing else so far is real sad.
Kind of where you have to go.
Right? I have to. Yeah. I mean, how else? What else am I supposed to say? We had it. I don't think. Well, I didn't hear from anybody yesterday that didn't think we were going to clinch it.
Yeah, or at least
make an effort.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a beatdown, you know, and unfortunately, it had to happen at the worst time. Although, no. The worst time could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
We still are in this.
Yes.
We still whooped them in their house just a few days ago
with
the same starting pitcher, Yu Darvish. So I'm not giving up hope. We're still a better team. It's just that they're really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat the crap out of us last night. It's just the solidest to it. I thought the Dodgers, to their credit, would play under pressure and completely on edge, and they did the exact opposite. They came out just swinging, didn't have a care in the world, and the 8-0 score certainly proved that.
Maybe everybody just needs to be like Ohtani and just stand there like a statue. He is the weirdest looking player when he's up to bat.
He's
He looks like a statue.
Yeah, he has a very stiff batting stance. You're
and just a stare. It's like, wow.
I know.
It was wild.
He's so good.
Oh,
but so are we. But so are we.
Yes,
all right?
Yes, yes.
And so am I at finding the hidden ball under the cap.
All right. There we go. Yes.
I will say one more thing.
Okay.
I get to my row, and I'm like one of two Padre fans. Everybody else, Dodger fans. And I'm like, oh, great. It's going to be one of these nights.
Were they good to you?
I got to tell you, they were really nice guys.
I
would love to say contrary, but they just were good guys cheering on their team. I can't fault that.
They were nice.
They were respectful. It sucked. They were so nice.
I know. We just we need to change the feeling, and maybe we can do it like this.
We can do this. And now I've got some Friday night plans.
Okay.
Go Padres. Please. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the water now is really starting to pour over. If you look at the ground, boom! Okay. That wasn't good.
Anderson Cooper, who I thought pretty much has earned the career to basically sit behind a desk and report, not go out in the middle of a freaking hurricane.
You know,
a torrential hurricane.
You know, and I'm just not a fan of them doing that just because there is a danger. He got hit by a piece of debris. He's okay. But it's just,
It's sensationalism at this point. Well, we all have windows.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do that. There's nothing that can be outdone.
Yeah.
We're all aware of the devastation. It's nothing but sensationalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that Anderson Cooper almost got hit, but what do you expect?
No, he did get hit in the face with a piece of debris.
Oh, okay.
It did hit him in the face.
Okay, well, what do you expect?
I know.
You're telling everybody to not go out, and you're out.
I know. It's just... One of the
sensationalism.
I know. Milton hit Florida, started as a Category 3, weakened to a Category 1 as it cut through the state. So the good news is it could have been way worse. It's still terrible. There are still about 3 million people without power. And it is now on the Atlantic side, off the coast of Florida, but lots of flooding. And one of the big things that I think people weren't thinking about or expecting maybe, I mean, I guess you think it makes sense with hurricane wind forces, but tornadoes were a big part of the problem, right before it came ashore. And, causing lots of issues, and there's going to be a lot of cleanup. And unfortunately, people lost their lives, and a lot of people losing everything they have. The good news that, you know, when people step up and help, you know, we already told you about Morgan Wallen giving $500,000 to the Red Cross to help out. Dolly Parton donating $2 million. Taylor Swift now just donated $5 million for both Milton and Helene relief.
Wow.
And the Concerts for Carolina that Eric Church and Luke Combs are doing, they've now added Keith Urban to the list. Bailey Zimmerman and Sheryl Crow, along with James Taylor, is also going to be a part of that. So,
boy, it's a work in progress, and it's like a couple of weeks away. It's amazing how fast everything's happening, and it needs to happen.
You know, and I'm just so proud of the country community, the country artists who have stepped up and donated money, and are there because so many of them, this is where they grew up.
I am seeing a couple of, I don't mean to be negative about any of this, because people giving money is a great thing, and let's be honest, Taylor Swift, $5 million is an amazing chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly, same thing. $2 million, amazing chunk of money. I'm hearing some criticisms because, of course, well, why would they announce it? Why would they just do it? Well, they're not announcing it. They're not saying, I did this. The organizations that got the money are doing it.
Yeah.
Come on. Why wouldn't you applaud somebody that writes a check for $5 million or $2 million? It doesn't matter if they can.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, and they did, right? That's what counts. The money's there. It's going to people that really need it. We have to complain about everything, Tammy. Everything. Meanwhile, I'm still worried about poor Anderson Cooper.
I know. He's fine.
I mean, good God. He's earned his right to not go outside and get hit by a piece of palm.
I'm pretty sure Anderson Cooper made the decision to go out himself, but he's fine. Okay. He's okay.
833-287-1037. We've got a chance right now for you to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Go to SeaWorld for Howl or Scream. Take your family. It's on us. And all you have to do is play Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Do better than Tammy. Doesn't happen very often, but once in a while it does. You'll get $100 as well. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON. Every time we hear from producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry. Hi, honey. I want to hear more of her. I want to use her skills in any way, shape, or form we can on this program.
There's always something very unique that comes out of her mouth that you would never expect. But producer Jessica thinks because they went to a play last night, that's why the Padres lost.
Want to warn you, you're going to want to buckle in for this conversation.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
So Sherry and I just got out of Kimberly Akimbo with Broadway San Diego, and it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
I'm kind of glad we were there and not watching the Padres game.
Oh, maybe if we had watched them, they would have won.
Do you believe that? Do you have superstitions?
Yes. Don't walk under a ladder.
Okay.
Okay. Don't kiss a frog.
How many times have you?
I haven't.
Because
I know better. That's why. Oh, this is the one. You cannot swim for at least an hour after you eat lunch.
That's not a superstition. That's an old wives' tale. That was what parents would tell their kids so that they didn't go swimming.
Oh, so they didn't have to watch them.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the worst parents then, huh?
You didn't know that wasn't real?
No.
Is it possible that we caused the Padres to lose tonight?
Quite possibly. Okay. I left my pom-poms at home. They're expensive to make nowadays, too, you know.
you know, I'm not up to date on the current prices of pom-poms.
No, it's current prices of crepe paper.
We'll watch Padres Friday.
We're watching Friday.
And hopefully they'll beat those darn Dodgers.
We're beating those Dodgers. There's not a chance.
Unless we swim 20 minutes after eating.
Right.
I'm sorry, what was that conversation about? Don't kiss a frog.
I know.
She's a special one, Sherry is.
What did you guys go see?
Kimberly Akimbo. It was fantastic. It was so good. I cried. Wonderful story. But I do feel like I caused the Padres to lose. I kind of blame myself.
There's plenty of people who are blaming themselves because they didn't wear the right shirt or they didn't have the same hat on. You know, it's none of our faults. It's all on the team.
Well, speaking of superstitions, I wore the exact same outfit yesterday that I did when we won the wild card game just a week ago. So I'm very superstitious as well. So there's something to be said about that. I was saying to myself, man, I just want to mix it up with a different hoodie. No, dude. If they would have scored more.
I'm still stuck on you calling it an outfit instead of your clothes.
I had a little laid out. I'm like, we're the exact same thing. Underwear, everything, man. Exact same outfit. I mean, clothes. Well, thank you for that gift. That is producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
The Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Santa Isabel. Good morning, yes. Naomi.
Good morning.
Hey, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you go get some coffee, please?
You bet. Good luck.
I could use a cup, too, in case. No? Okay. Naomi, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Naomi, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Pierce Morgan issued an on-air apology to Beyonce and her husband after a guest on his show made some unfounded allegations against them. Who is Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
Jenna Fischer from The Office was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemo, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and, quote, feeling great. Who did Jenna play on The Office?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know that one.
Let's play the high-low game. Carrie Underwood apparently made $500,000 every time the theme song from NBC's Sunday Night Football played last season. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
It looks like Al Pacino and his baby mama girlfriend are done. Within 5 years and without going over, how many years older is Pacino than his baby mama?
Within 5 years. I'll say 25.
And finally, the stand-up special Seth Meyers' Dad Man Walking hits HBO October 26th. What is the full name of Seth Meyers' late-night TV talk show?
The Late Night Show?
All right, let's get Tam back in. Naomi, what's happening with you today?
Nothing, just going to work.
And what do you do?
Right now I'm cleaning the post office. This is my first job.
All right, you. Tammy, Naomi did 2 out of 5. Pierce Morgan issued an on-air apology to Beyonce and her husband after a guest on his show made some unfounded allegations against them. Who is Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
That is right. Naomi knew that. 1-1. Jenna Fischer from The Office was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemo, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and, quote, feeling great. Who did Jenna play on The Office?
Pam.
She was Pam. Naomi didn't watch The Office, so she wouldn't know.
Yeah.
2-1, Tammy. Let's play the high-low game, Tam. Carrie Underwood apparently made $500,000 every time the theme song from NBC's Sunday Night Football played last season. Is that too high or too low?
It's too low.
Girlfriend made $1 million every time.
Every time.
Every week.
Wow.
$1 million.
Is there something we could say or do on the air that we could get paid $1 million every time?
Have talent. That is what you need. Man, that's gotta be a good feeling. Is it Sunday today? Oh, I just made $1 million. Oh, I forgot. All right. It's 3-2, Naomi.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Santa Isabel. Good morning, yeah. Naomi.
Good morning.
Hey, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you go get some coffee, please?
You bet. Good luck.
I can use a cup, too, in case. No? Okay. Naomi, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Naomi, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Piers Morgan issued an on-air apology to Beyonce and her husband after a guest on his show made some unfounded allegations against them. Who is Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
Jenna Fischer from The Office was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemo, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and, quote, feeling great. Who did Jenna play on The Office?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know that one.
Let's play the high-low game. Carrie Underwood apparently made $500,000 every time the theme song from NBC's Sunday Night Football played last season. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
It looks like Al Pacino and his baby mama girlfriend are done. Within 5 years and without going over, how many years older is Pacino than his baby mama?
Within 5 years. I'll say 25.
And finally, the stand-up special Seth Meyers' Dad Man Walking hits HBO October 26th. What is the full name of Seth Meyers' late-night TV talk show?
The Late Night Show?
All right, let's get Tam back in. Naomi, what's happening with you today?
Nothing, just going to work.
Yeah, what do you do?
Right now I'm cleaning the post office. This is my first job.
All right, you. Tammy, Naomi did 2 out of 5. Piers Morgan issued an on-air apology to Beyonce and her husband after a guest on his show made some unfounded allegations against them. Who is Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
That is right. Naomi knew that. 1-1. Jenna Fischer from The Office was diagnosed with breast cancer last December, but after surgery, chemo, and radiation, she's now cancer-free and, quote, feeling great. Who did Jenna play on The Office?
Pam.
She was Pam. Naomi didn't watch The Office, so she wouldn't know.
Yeah.
2-1, Tammy. Let's play the high-low game, Tam. Carrie Underwood apparently made $500,000 every time the theme song from NBC's Sunday Night Football played last season. Is that too high or too low?
It's too low.
Girlfriend made $1 million every time.
Every time.
Every week.
Wow.
$1 million.
Is there something we could say or do on the air that we could get paid $1 million every time?
Have talent. That is what you need. Man, that's gotta be a good feeling. Is it Sunday today? Oh, I just made $1 million. Oh, I forgot. All right. It's 3-2. Naomi did also say too low. Tam, I'm sorry. Love doesn't win in this case. It looks like Al Pacino and his baby mama girlfriend are done. Within 5 years, you know where this is going. And without going over, how many years older is Al than his baby mama?
Okay. So she's in her 20s. And he's, what, in his 80s, maybe 90s? So let's go 61. No?
You went slightly over. She's 30. He's 83. So, yeah, it's still 53-year difference.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Belichick and his girlfriend, who's 23. Oh. 23.
Belichick's girlfriend is 23, yeah. And he's...
Yeah.
70-something?
He's 900 years old. Yeah.
I mean,
I guess she's... Sorry, there is...
Everybody's got a type.
Yeah. Money. It's what it's called.
Well, at least he's got a bubbly personality and he's handsome. All right, so it's now still 3-2. And finally, Tammy, the stand-up special Seth Meyers' Dad Man Walking hits HBO on October 26th. What is the full name of Seth Meyers' late-night TV talk show?
Is that the Late Late Show?
It's simply Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Oh.
Now, we almost got it, but not quite. So today we finished with a score of 3-2. Tammy, Naomi, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you.
Yeah, you can get out and have some fun because you have 4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It is SeaWorld's Howl of Scream going on now through November 2nd.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Enjoy that, Naomi. Have a wonderful day at one of your jobs. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Naomi from Santa Isabel, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So I went and got amazing fresh bratwurst, brats that were never frozen, fresh. I had sauerkraut. My husband made homemade sweet potato fries that he had seasoned himself.
Wow.
Got coleslaw. Got beer.
You should know something about my partner, Tammy. This is probably her dream meal. Is there anything you like more than bratwurst?
I don't know.
You can't take the Wisconsin out of the girl.
And the buns were so perfect, John. I got these bakery buns that were soft on the inside, but just they didn't fall apart. Tammy, they were so perfect.
You know, I've always been a fan of your perfect buns. Go on.
Anyway, we sat down. We're all ready for this Padres game, thinking this is going to be as exciting as it was the night before because we had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I had a good meal.
Right. You gotta find something because it was not our night last night at the Padres game.
We even had Ale Smith Hazy 394 in honor of Tony Gwynn. It was
a perfect Padres themed dinner. Unfortunately, the Padres didn't cooperate.
I know. Didn't they know?
Are you sure you didn't have a Dodger dog instead of a bratwurst?
I did not. You bite your tongue.
Okay, easy with the eyes. With the eyes. Yeah, Tammy. I don't have to tell you how early we have to get up in the morning, which makes nighttime activities somewhat more mellow for us. Mm-hmm. And I was at the game. I took the train like so many other people did, which was the wise thing to do because last night was jammed. And we were supposed to have this gigantic celebration afterwards. And, I mean, it was pretty evident come third inning, fourth inning, that this is not going to be our night. And I'm thinking, by the way, dude, you're not a Dodgers fan, so you're not leaving early.
Yes.
But secondly, can you imagine...
And good for you, by the way, for not doing that.
Can you imagine leaving early and then they come back and they clinch and you're on a train home?
Mm-hmm.
I would have been devastated.
Yeah.
I would have been devastated.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in retrospect, I probably should have because I'm so tired today.
It's all right.
And the train was so incredibly uncomfortably crowded.
Now, here's the thing. We're here in this position because we're good. We're also playing a team.
We're a great team.
Also very good. I mean, nobody ends up here unless they're really good. So what we need, I think, to help us for Friday's game is a Padres pep talk from you. 833-287-1037. Give us a call. Give us a quick Padres pep talk to get us in the groove again.
I love this idea, Tammy. Frankly, I need this idea. I'm not lacking confidence. I do believe we will do it on Friday on their turf. But a little pep in our step wouldn't hurt. They needed it last night. We need it this morning to get the vibes back for a Friday night victory and moving on to the National League Championship Series that we now know will be against the New York Mets. Believe it or not, the Mets are there. 833-287-1037. Pep it up, man. Mine sounds forced. Let's see if yours doesn't. 833-287-1037. A Padres pep talk is needed from you, John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSOA. Every victory starts with a much-needed pep talk. I mean, come on, man. Independence Day, anybody?
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
So, yeah, we need a Padres pep talk. 833-287-1037. Aaron in Carmel Valley, we need some pep.
Last night was meant to be because it was part of the whole drama of how we're going to win this series. So we're winning in five. It was destined for us to win in five in L.A., and it's just the way it was. We wanted to give them a little hope so that tonight they don't feel so bad.
All right.
I like that, though.
Aaron, I do want to remind you the game is tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I meant tomorrow.
That's okay. I just don't want you wasting your time tonight. That's all.
No, and I have a chant. My kids did a Let's Go Padres chant yesterday, my students. And I'm sending that to Jessica today to pump you guys up for Friday.
Nice. That's what we want to hear.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Go Padres. Yes.
Go Padres. Let's do it. We got this. We got this, guys.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. You know, I will say this about San Diego Padres fans being at that game. It doesn't take a wise man to realize, okay, this is probably not going to be our night. But we were there. We were cheering every pitch still.
Nice.
But I was very proud to be a San Diego Padre fan last night. I know it sounds ridiculous after you lose 8-0. But, man, we were there hanging out for the most part, for every pitch of that pretty stinky ball game.
Sergio's in Chula Vista. Sergio, give us a Padres pep talk.
Well, look, I think the greatest thing that we've seen over the last couple of years is that so many of us that just have not really paid attention to the Padres are so united as fans. You know, it's okay if we wait till the postseason to watch the games. The more the merrier, I think. I think that's the greatest reward of all. However, I will say that if we would have won last night, it would have seemed a little too easy. I think I think I'd rather see a crappy game last night and then see a very earned and satisfying victory in L.A. just to shove it in the face of all the Dodger fans.
I like where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. You know, let's make them earn it. Let's make them really relish it.
Yeah, it's like Saving Private Ryan. Earn it.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Sergio. Did you sign up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach at KSON.com? We could be calling your name at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You're married. You're very much in love. You have multiple children with each other. It sounds like a perfect love story, except for one problem.
Mm-hmm. You're a Padres fan. And your husband is a Dodger fan.
Well, our coworker Dorothy, we were describing you living with a monster. I'm sorry, with a Dodger fan who you happen to be married to and have three children with. And by the way, congratulations on your new baby. We're so thrilled for you guys.
Oh, thank you. I have the monster standing right next to me too. By the way.
I mean, hi, Steven. That's what I meant.
Hello.
Note that John called you a monster. I did not.
Yeah.
I want to go on record, first of all, by saying I was at the game last night. I went to my row, and I was very dismayed that most of the row was Dodger fans. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to be that kind of night.
Uh-huh.
And I will say this, Steven. Every one of the fans that was there was respectful, was nice. I mean, actually nice. And I learned a little lesson yesterday that you're not all jerks. So...
You know when pride comes, John? Before the fall. Just remember that, all right? Just remember that with the crying Kershaw stuff, with all the celebrations like he won the World Series after one game, just remember pride comes.
You know, you don't have to be so happy this morning, Steve.
Wow. Do you see what I have to live with?
That's some smack talk is what that is, Dorothy.
Dorothy, be honest. Yeah. Would your husband be even having a conversation with us this morning had we clinched last night?
Oh, 100% no. He would be on the phone with a divorce lawyer. Like, that would not have been happening, okay?
I've seen videos of you both with your beautiful children at the Padres games. You in your Padres gear being a lifelong native. Steven in his Dodgers gear. And Steven does not look like he's very happy that you're filming. Steven does not look like he's having a good time. He does not look like he wants to be married to you at that time. He takes this very seriously.
Oh, he is diehard. Baseball is his favorite sport. The Dodgers have been his favorite team. They're his lifelong favorite team. I think he's even a little bit upset at me deep down that I've made the boys Padres fans.
I was going to say, didn't you post a video of one of your sons yelling at him for wearing his Dodger gear?
Yeah, and you know what? Elgin did that all on his own. I didn't even have to do that.
Dorothy, when we clinch tomorrow, will you need to leave the house for a few days?
Yeah, you know what? I think Steven will be leaving the house for a few days.
Yeah, it's 1-4, so there you go.
Yeah.
Well, and Steven, we kid you. You're a great dude and a great dad and a great husband to our coworker. I just wish you were on our side because you're such a good guy. I don't like not liking you.
We'll bond over at San Diego FC.
Somehow you make it work, despite the fact you couldn't be more polar opposites as far as a baseball fandom. Tammy, you have anything else you want to say?
No, I was just going to say that, first of all, the fact that you guys stayed married, you knew your allegiances places before you got married, and you got married anyway. You found a way to make it work. But, Stephen, I'm really sorry that you might have to take a weekend trip.
I'm not. That sounds delightful.
Remember, they got a new baby at home.
That's true.
Like, you know, this might not be a bad thing.
He might be rooting quietly, subconsciously for the Padres.
That's right.
Hey, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Go Pods.
Go Pods.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Kearney Mesa and say good morning to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Jessica, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, please get out of the studio.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
You tell her, Jessica. Five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy does, Jessica. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Want to remind you also, Jessica, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, had a birthday yesterday. He lost to Kelly Monaco on the first season of This Dancing Talent Show, but he whooped her in a rematch that was based only on viewer votes. What is the show I'm talking about?
Dancing with the Stars? I'm not sure.
Miranda Lambert's new song is also the name of a very popular Western jeans brand. What is the brand / song?
I don't know.
Rebecca Romaine spent more than 9 hours every day getting into her costume to play Mutant Mystique in this movie series. What is the movie series?
I know it's Marvel. Oh my gosh. I'm drawing. Oh, I need my coffee. I'm so sorry.
That's so you don't apologize to me. Let's move on. AMC's Gladiator 2 popcorn bucket looks a lot like the helmets that were worn by actual gladiators. Who was the star of the original Gladiator?
I know it was Russell Crowe. Oh, my God.
And finally, Zachary Ty Bryan turned 43 yesterday. He played Tim Allen's oldest son on Home Improvement. What was his character's name?
That I don't remember.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Jessica, help me out. I got a Padres hangover today after last night's debacle.
You know what? But we're going to get him on Friday.
I love the words Jessica just said. I agree. We wanted to make it more dramatic, that's all.
That's it.
Beat them in their own house.
All right, Jessica did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, had a birthday yesterday. He lost to Kelly Monaco on the first season of This Dancing Talent Show, but whooped her in a rematch that was based only on viewer votes. What's the show I'm talking about?
Dancing with the Stars.
That is right. Jessica knew that. 1-1. Miranda Lambert's new song is also the name of a very popular Western jeans brand. What is the brand / song?
Wranglers.
Jessica couldn't come up with it. 2-1, Tammy. Rebecca Romaine spent more than 9 hours every day getting into her costume to play the mutant Mystique in this movie series. What is the movie series?
Is that Fantastic Four?
No, looking for X-Men. And Jessica couldn't remember it either. 2-1, Tammy still. AMC's Gladiator 2 popcorn bucket looks a lot like the helmets worn by actual gladiators. That's kind of cool, actually.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every victory starts with a much-needed pep talk. I mean, come on, man. Independence Day, anybody?
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
So, yeah, we need a Padres pep talk. 833-287-1037. Aaron in Carmel Valley, we need some pep.
Last night was meant to be because it was part of the whole drama of how we're going to win this series. So we're winning in five. It was destined for us to win in five in L.A., and it's just the way it was. We wanted to give them a little hope so that tonight they don't feel so bad.
All right.
I like that, though, you know?
Aaron, I do want to remind you the game is tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I meant tomorrow.
That's okay. I just don't want you wasting your time tonight. That's all.
No, and I have a chant. My kids did a Let's Go Padres chant yesterday, my students. And I'm sending that to Jessica today to pump you guys up for Friday.
Nice. That's what we want to hear.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Go Padres. Yes.
Go Padres. Let's do it. We got this, guys.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. You know, I will say this about San Diego Padres fans. Being at that game, it doesn't take a wise man to realize, okay, this is probably not going to be our night. But we were there. We were cheering every pitch still.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But I was very proud to be a San Diego Padre fan last night. I know it sounds ridiculous after you lose 8-0, but man, we were there hanging out for the most part, for every pitch of that pretty stinky ball game.
Sergio's in Chula Vista. Sergio, give us a Padres pep talk.
Well, look, I think the greatest thing that we've seen in the last couple of years is that so many of us that just have not really paid attention to the Padres are so united as fans. You know, it's okay if we wait till the postseason to watch the games. The more the merrier, I think. I think that's the greatest reward of all. However, I will say that if we would have won last night, it would have seemed a little too easy. I think I'd rather see a crappy game last night and then see a very earned and satisfying victory in L.A. just to shove it in the face of all the Dodger fans.
I like where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. You know, let's make them earn it. Let's make them really relish it.
Yeah, it's like saying Private Ryan. Earn it.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Sergio. Did you sign up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach at KSON.com? We could be calling your name at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You're married. You're very much in love. You have multiple children with each other. It sounds like a perfect love story, except for one problem.
Mm-hmm. You're a Padres fan. And your husband is a Dodger fan.
Well, our coworker Dorothy, we were describing you living with a monster. I'm sorry, with a Dodger fan who you happen to be married to and have three children with. And by the way, congratulations on your new baby. We're so thrilled for you guys.
Oh, thank you. I had the monster standing right next to me too, by the way.
I mean, hi, Steven. That's what I meant.
Hello.
Note that John called you a monster. I did not.
Yeah.
I want to go on record, first of all, by saying I was at the game last night. I went to my row, and I was very dismayed that most of the row was Dodger fans. I'm like, oh, God, it's going to be that kind of night.
Uh-huh.
And I will say this, Steven. Every one of the fans that was there was respectful, was nice. I mean, actually nice. And I learned a little lesson yesterday that you're not all jerks. So...
You know when pride comes, John? Before the fall. Just remember that, all right? Just remember that with the crying Kershaw stuff, with all the celebrations like he won the World Series after one game, just remember pride comes.
You know, you don't have to be so happy this morning,
wow.
Steve.
Do you see what I have to live with?
That's some smack talk is what that is, Dorothy.
Dorothy, be honest. Yeah. Would your husband be even having a conversation with us this morning had we clinched last night?
Oh, 100% no. He would be on the phone with a divorce lawyer. Like, that would not have been happening, okay?
I've seen videos of you both with your beautiful children at the Padres games. You in your Padres gear, being a lifelong native. Steven in his Dodgers gear. And Steven does not look like he's very happy that you're filming. Steven does not look like he's having a good time. He does not look like he wants to be married to you at that time. He takes this very seriously.
Oh, he is diehard. Baseball is his favorite sport. The Dodgers have been his favorite team. They're his lifelong favorite team. I think he's even a little bit upset at me deep down that I've made the boys Padres fans.
I was going to say, didn't you post a video of one of your sons yelling at him for wearing his Dodger gear?
Yeah, and you know what? Elgin did that all on his own. I didn't even have to do that.
Dorothy, when we clinch tomorrow, will you need to leave the house for a few days?
You know what? I think Steven will be leaving the house for a few days.
Yeah, it's one against four, so there you go.
Yeah.
Well, and Steven and I, we kid you, you're a great dude and a great dad and a great husband to our to our coworker. I just wish you were on our side because you're such a good guy. I don't like not liking you.
We'll bond over at San Diego FC.
Somehow you make it work, despite the fact you couldn't be more polar opposites as far as a baseball fandom. Tammy, you have anything else you want to say?
No, I was just going to say that, first of all, the fact that you guys stayed married, you knew your allegiances before you got married, and you got married anyway. You found a way to make it work. But, Stephen, I'm really sorry that you might have to take a weekend trip.
I'm not. That sounds delightful.
Remember, they got a new baby at home.
That's
he's
true.
Like, you know, this might not be a bad thing.
You might be rooting quietly, subconsciously for the Padres.
That's right.
Hey, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Go Pods.
Go Pods.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Kearney Mesa and say good morning to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Jessica, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, please get out of the studio.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
You tell her, Jessica. Five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy does, Jessica. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Want to remind you also, Jessica, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, had a birthday yesterday. He lost to Kelly Monaco on the first season of This Dancing Talent Show, but he whooped her in a rematch that was based only on viewer votes. What is the show I'm talking about?
Dancing with the Stars. I'm not sure.
Miranda Lambert's new song is also the name of a very popular Western jeans brand. What is the brand / song?
I don't know.
Rebecca Romijn spent more than 9 hours every day getting into her costume to play Mutant Mystique in this movie series. What is the movie series?
I know it's Marvel. Oh my gosh. I'm drawing. Oh, I need my coffee. I'm so sorry.
So you don't apologize to me. Let's move on. AMC's Gladiator 2 popcorn bucket looks a lot like the helmets that were worn by actual gladiators. Who was the star of the original Gladiator?
I know it was Russell Crowe. Oh, my God.
And finally, Zachary Ty Bryan turned 43 yesterday. He played Tim Allen's oldest son on Home Improvement. What was his character's name?
That I don't remember.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Jessica, help me out. I got a Padres hangover today after last night's debacle.
You know what? But we're going to get him on Friday.
I love the words Jessica just said. I agree. We wanted to make it more dramatic, that's all.
That's it.
Beat him in their own house.
All right, Jessica did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, had a birthday yesterday. He lost to Kelly Monaco on the first season of This Dancing Talent Show, but whooped her in a rematch that was based only on viewer votes. What's the show I'm talking about?
Dancing with the Stars.
That is right. Jessica knew that. 1-1. Miranda Lambert's new song is also the name of a very popular Western jeans brand. What is the brand / song?
Wranglers.
Wranglers. Jessica couldn't come up with it. 2-1, Tammy. Rebecca Romijn spent more than 9 hours every day getting into her costume to play the mutant Mystique in this movie series. What is the movie series?
Is that Fantastic Four?
No, looking for X-Men. And Jessica couldn't remember it either. 2-1, Tammy still. AMC's Gladiator 2 popcorn bucket looks a lot like the helmets worn by actual gladiators. That's kind of cool, actually. Who was the star of the original Gladiator?
Russell Crowe.
That's right. I'm sorry. That's not a funny question. I just had a memory of my trip to Europe earlier this year.
Were you in Europe?
I told you about that?
No.
I was at a store in Athens, okay? And it was our tour guide. He said, I want you to get your mother something for her birthday. I'm like, no. You get a kickback from the store.
Yeah.
And you know, this trip is my mom's birthday. But anyway, yeah. I'm at the store, all these beautiful antiques and Greek things. And the shopkeeper actually was trying to sell me an authentic gladiator helmet. Very cheap for you. $5,000. $5,000. For a helmet.
Do you think that you look like a gladiator?
Free shipping. Free shipping. I'm like, dude, seriously, I'm not going to buy a gladiator helmet. Anyway, it is now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Zachary Ty Bryan turned 43 yesterday. He played Tim Allen's oldest son on Home Improvement. What was his character's name?
Hang on. Oh, you know this one, Tammy. Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue, too.
Brad.
Brad.
Jessica couldn't remember it either. A final today of 3 for Tammy, 2 for Jessica. So, Jessica, unfortunately, no money for you, but we have a great prize.
4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It is SeaWorld's Howl to Scream going on now through November 2nd.
All right, thanks.
Jessica, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Go Pods.
Yes.
And before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Jessica from Kearney Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Luna in Santee is joining us. Now, Luna has something going on in her personal life that might be hitting a little too close to home for us and our relationship. Luna, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what's going on? First of all, good morning.
Good morning. I just first off, want to say I really I love my boyfriend. I really do. I do think he's a really great guy. And I think this is my first big love. You know what I mean?
Sure. Congratulations. That's very sweet.
Not whatever. It's love. Thank you. He has this one habit that just drives me absolutely nuts. He corrects my grammar all the time.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead.
Sounds like someone can relate, and it's not just when we're alone, he does it in front of my friends and my family. I'm an educated woman. I didn't major in any sort of English or literature or anything like that, but I am educated. I have degrees, but he makes me feel stupid when he does that.
Sure.
Yeah. And again, everything's great. Besides that, and I even talked to him about it, you know what I mean? But he kind of brushed it off and he used some big word that I was I've literally never heard that before and I'm not retaining it. So great.
Luna, ripped from real headlines, this story, it seems.
It is. I can totally relate to you because it's an issue that has happened between John and I.
Me.
Oh my God. See? And... And the biggest problem I have is when he does it when we're talking to someone like you, people are in the room with us. When you do it in front of people, it points out someone's mistakes. And I understand, John, that you want someone to say it correctly. But doing it in front of people, I think, is just rude.
May I speak on my behalf, please? Even though this is not about me at all. It's about Luna and her boyfriend. In my defense, Luna and Tammy, this is how I was raised. I had a father that was a very strict grammar guy. Couldn't see right there.
Me too.
He's rolling over in his grave right
me
now.
Too.
My dad was very into correct grammar and would call me out no matter what, no matter where I was. I think once he wanted to interrupt my wedding vows because they were grammatically incorrect. So I was raised that way in my defense.
And how did it make you feel when he did that? Did it make you feel?
I don't have any recollection of how it made. I think I was more like an eye-rolling thing. Oh, Dad, it's not that point of the story. I don't really remember. I know I wasn't angry with him. I know I didn't think he thought I was stupid. But this isn't about me. I'm just defending myself because, Tammy put me on the defensive. Luna, you said this is the only issue that you have with him.
Yes, and the crazy thing that I think just makes my blood boil is he says one grammar phrase wrong all the time and doesn't correct it. It's the simplest one when people say how are you doing? He says, I'm doing good, when it should be, I'm doing well. So it's come on, man. If you're going to be a grammar person, do it right all the time because that's the easiest one. And if I ever say anything about it to him, he gets so hurt.
Okay.
But so do you. I mean, you get angry. I mean, and you've made it very clear to him that your, quote, blood boils when he does it.
I mean, yeah, it just seems so hypocritical. Like, people talk the way they talk. Like, you know, like, listen to all the kids nowadays. They're just making stuff up, and we're fine with it, I guess.
So you're saying you're like a Mensa candidate next to a lot of people this day and age. I get that. But you know what? Let's throw it out and see what the KSON loyal listeners think. 833-287-1037. I mean, what do you think her next course should be? Because yeah. Everything else is absolutely fabulous.
Is bad grammar a reason enough to break up a morning show? I mean, a relationship? 833-287-1037. Would you mind hanging out and see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say? Maybe they can give you some good advice.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Should Luna love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I love my boyfriend. Like, I really do. Like, I do think he's, like, a really great guy. And, like, I think this is, like, my first, like, big, big love. You know what I mean? But, like, he has this, like, one habit that just, like, drives me absolutely nuts. He corrects my grammar all the time. And, like, it's not just, like, when we're alone. Like, he does it in front of my friends and, like, my family.
That's Luna. And Luna is wondering if this is enough to make her list her boyfriend. What do you think? 833-287-1037.
All right, let's start out with Caitlin in Oceanside. Caitlin, what do you think about Luna's situation?
Love him. Love him. Love him. We are who we are. And if you love him, then you love him for who he is. And you come, you'll be able to adapt to it. I get it. It's not your favorite, but it's not, in my opinion and experience, it's not him trying to be mean.
Nikki and LaMisa, what's your take on this?
Okay, so I'm thinking just, you know, leave him. There's thousands of fish in the sea. And if he's boiling your water, boiling your blood, you know, that's where you live. That's where you live in your head. You need to get out of there. And there's, he's boiling around your where you stay. You don't feel comfortable. You just find another fish.
Drastically different opinion so far.
Absolutely.
Andrea in Carmel Valley, what do you think about Luna's situation?
Okay, so first of all, I'm an English teacher, and I see the whole situation being more about respect than it is grammar. And my feeling is that likely he has been disrespected in his life and not felt a feeling of power, and that's his way of feeling like he has some power in his life.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's pretty deep.
Number two, as for ever correcting someone, that's like if you're having an argument and having an argument in front of people.
Gotcha.
That's just, no, that's a no-no.
Okay.
You take it to the side. You have the little talk, and it is the person's choice as to whether they take your advice or not.
All good points. All right, Luna, you heard what your KSON friends have had to say about your situation, but this is really about what Luna is telling Luna she wants to do. So where are you at after hearing that?
There's got to be a solution for you. There's got to be a way to work on it, right?
I think absolutely. And, like, I mean, it's a good thing he's charming, I suppose, and it's not, like, a shattering deal breaker, you know?
You know, I have an idea. Why don't you make a little card that you keep with you in your purse that says Grammar Police, thanks. And when he does that in front of people, just pull that out and show it. Because maybe that'll kind of give him back what you feel like he's giving to you when he corrects you in front of people.
That's a great idea. I'm just going to have to, like, triple check it and have someone, like, you know, reassure me that I have the comma in the right place say Grammar Police, comma, thanks.
Luna, you're funny. You're really funny. Hey, quickly, on a serious note, when he does correct you in public, has anyone else ever said anything to you or to him? Like, does that hurt your feelings, or are you okay with that? I mean, does anybody else stand up for you?
Or do they just move away uncomfortably?
I mean, a lot of the times, like, it's something, you know, that other people get curious about, and then he can literally go into the history of, like, linguistics or whatever and be like, this is why it is the way it is. So everyone's like, oh, I learned something new today. And it's like, yes, I learned something new every day.
Be happy. It sounds like everything else is cool. I think you've got this under control. You sound like a pretty in-control person. So good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.
You bet. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Pop culture questions are there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Kearney Mesa and say good morning to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Jessica, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, please get out of the studio.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
You tell her, Jessica. Five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy does, Jessica. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Want to remind you also, Jessica, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, had a birthday yesterday. He lost to Kelly Monaco on the first season of This Dancing Talent Show, but he whooped her in a rematch that was based only on viewer votes. What is the show I'm talking about?
Dancing with the Stars? I'm not sure.
Miranda Lambert's new song is also the name of a very popular Western jeans brand. What is the brand slash song?
I don't know.
Rebecca Romijn spent more than 9 hours every day getting into her costume to play Mutant Mystique in this movie series. What is the movie series?
I know it's Marvel. Oh my gosh. I'm drawing. Oh, I need my coffee. I'll pass. I'm so sorry.
So you don't apologize to me. Let's move on. AMC's Gladiator 2 popcorn bucket looks a lot like the helmets that were worn by actual gladiators. Who was the star of the original Gladiator?
I know it was Russell Crowe. Oh, my God.
And finally, Zachary Ty Bryan turned 43 yesterday. He played Tim Allen's oldest son on Home Improvement. What was his character's name?
That I don't remember.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Jessica, help me out. I got a Padres hangover today after last night's debacle.
You know what? But we're going to get him on Friday.
I love the words Jessica just said. I agree. We wanted to make it more dramatic, that's all.
That's it.
Beat them in their own house.
All right, Jessica did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld, had a birthday yesterday. He lost to Kelly Monaco on the first season of This Dancing Talent Show, but whooped her in a rematch that was based only on viewer votes. What's the show I'm talking about?
Dancing with the Stars.
That is right. Jessica knew that. 1-1. Miranda Lambert's new song is also the name of a very popular Western jeans brand. What is the brand slash song?
Wranglers.
Jessica couldn't come up with it. 2-1, Tammy. Rebecca Romijn spent more than 9 hours every day getting into her costume to play the mutant Mystique in this movie series. What is the movie series?
Is that Fantastic Four?
No, looking for X-Men. And Jessica couldn't remember it either. 2-1, Tammy still. AMC's Gladiator 2 popcorn bucket looks a lot like the helmets worn by actual gladiators. That's kind of cool, actually. Who was the star of the original Gladiator?
Russell Crowe.
That's right. I'm sorry. That's not a funny question. I just had a memory of my trip to Europe earlier this year.
Were you in Europe?
I told you about that?
No.
I was at a store in Athens, okay? And it was our tour guide. He said, I want you to get your mother something for her birthday. I'm like, no. You get a kickback from the store.
Yeah.
And, you know, this trip is my mom's birthday. But anyway, yeah. I'm at this store, all these beautiful antiques and Greek things. And the shopkeeper actually was trying to sell me an authentic gladiator helmet. Very cheap for you. $5,000. For a helmet.
Do you think that you look like a gladiator?
Free shipping. I'm like, dude, seriously, I'm not going to buy a gladiator helmet. Anyway, it is now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Zachary Ty Bryan turned 43 yesterday. He played Tim Allen's oldest son on Home Improvement. What was his character's name?
Hang on. Oh, you know this one, Tammy. Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue, too.
Brad. Jessica couldn't remember it either. A final today of 3 for Tammy, 2 for Jessica. So, Jessica, unfortunately, no money for you, but we have a great prize.
4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event. It is SeaWorld's Howl to Scream going on now through November 2nd.
All right, thanks.
Jessica, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Go Pods.
Yes.
And before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Jessica from Kearney Mesa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Luna in Santee is joining us. Now, Luna has something going on in her personal life that might be hitting a little too close to home for us and our relationship. Luna... Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what's going on? First of all, good morning.
Good morning. I just, like, first off, like, want to say, like, I really, like, I love my boyfriend. Like, I really do. Like, I do think he's, like, a really great guy. And, like, I think this is, like, my first, like, big, big love. You know what I mean? Like,
sure. Congratulations. That's very sweet.
Not whatever. It's, like, love. Thank you. But, like, he has this, like, one habit that just, like, drives me absolutely nuts. He corrects my grammar all the time.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead.
Sounds like someone can relate. Like, you know, and like, it's not just like when we're alone, like he does it in front of my friends and like my family. And I'm an educated woman. Like, you know, I didn't major in any sort of English or literature or anything like that. But like, you know, I am educated. I have degrees. Like, but he makes me feel stupid when he does that.
Sure.
Yeah, and, like, again, everything's great besides that. Like, and I even, like, talked to him about it, you know what I mean? But, like, he kind of brushed it off, and, like, he used some big word that I was like, I've literally never heard that before, and I'm not retaining it, so great.
You know, Luna, ripped from real headlines, this story, it seems.
It is. I can totally relate to you because it's an issue that has happened between John and I.
Me.
Oh, my God. See? And... And the biggest problem I have is when he does it when we're talking to someone like you, talking, people are in the room with us. When you do it in front of people, it points out someone's mistakes. And I understand, John, that you want someone to say it correctly, but doing it in front of people, I think, is just rude.
May I speak on my behalf, please? Even though this is not about me at all. It's about Luna and her boyfriend. In my defense, Luna and Tammy, this is how I was raised. I had a father that was a very strict grammar guy. See right there?
Me too.
He's rolling over in his grave right
me
now.
Too.
My dad was very into correct grammar and would call me out no matter what, no matter where I was. I think once he wanted to interrupt my wedding vows because they were grammatically incorrect. So I was raised that way in my defense.
And
I
how don't did it mean make you feel any, when he did that? How I did mean, it make you feel?
I don't have any recollection of how it made. I think I was more like an eye-rolling thing. Like, oh, Dad, that's not that point of the story. I don't really remember. I know I wasn't angry with him. I know I didn't think he thought I was stupid. But this isn't about me. I'm just defending myself because, you know, Tammy put me on the defensive. Luna, you said this is the only issue that you have with him.
Yes, and, like, the crazy thing that, like, I think just makes my blood boil is, like, he says one grammar phrase wrong all the time and, like, doesn't correct it. It's, like, the simplest one when people say, like, how are you doing? He says, I'm doing good, when it should be, I'm doing well. So it's like, come on, man. If you're going to be a grammar person, do it right all the time, because that's the easiest one. And if I ever say anything about it to him, he gets so hurt.
Okay.
See? But so do you. I mean,
yes.
you get angry. I mean, and you've made it very clear to him that your, quote, blood boils when he does it.
I mean, yeah, it just seems so hypocritical. Like, people talk the way they talk. Like, you know, like, listen to all the kids nowadays. They're just making stuff up, and we're fine with it, I guess.
So you're saying you're like a Mensa candidate next to a lot of people in this day and age. I get that. But you know what? Let's throw it out and see what the KSON loyal listeners think. 833-287-1037. I mean, what do you think her next course should be? Because everything else is absolutely fabulous.
Is bad grammar a reason enough to break up a morning show? I mean, a relationship? 833-287-1037. Luna, would you mind hanging out and see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say? Maybe they can give you some good advice.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Should Luna love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I love my boyfriend. Like, I really do. Like, I do think he's, like, a really great guy. And, like, I think this is, like, my first, like, big, big love. You know what I mean? But, like, he has this, like, one habit that just, like, drives me absolutely nuts. He corrects my grammar all the time. And, like, it's not just, like, when we're alone. Like, he does it in front of my friends and, like, my family.
That's Luna. And Luna is wondering if this is enough to make her list her boyfriend. What do you think? 833-287-1037.
All right, let's start out with Caitlin in Oceanside. Caitlin, what do you think about Luna's situation?
Love him. Love him, love him. We are who we are. And if you love him, then you love him for who he is. And you come, you'll be able to adapt to it. I get it. It's not your favorite, but it's not, in my opinion and experience, it's not him trying to be mean.
Nikki and LaMisa, what's your take on this?
Okay, so I'm thinking just, you know, leave him. There's thousands of fish in the sea,
And if he's boiling your water, boiling your blood, you know, that's where you live. That's where you live in your head. You need to get out of there. And he's boiling around your where you stay. You don't feel comfortable. You just find another fish.
Drastically different opinion so far.
Absolutely.
Andrea in Carmel Valley, what do you think about Luna's situation?
Okay, so first of all, I'm an English teacher, and I see the whole situation being more about respect than it is grammar. And my feeling is that likely he has been disrespected in his life and not felt a feeling of power, and that's his way of feeling like he has some power in his life.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's pretty deep.
Number two, as for ever correcting someone, that's like if you're having an argument and having an argument in front of people.
Gotcha.
That's just, no, that's a no-no.
Okay.
You take it to the side, you have the little talk, and it is the person's choice as to whether they take your advice or not.
All good points. All right, Luna, you heard what your KSON friends have had to say about your situation, but this is really about what Luna is telling Luna she wants to do. So where are you at after hearing that?
There's got to be a solution for you. There's got to be a way to work on it, right?
I think absolutely. And, like, I mean, it's a good thing he's charming, I suppose, and it's not, like, a shattering deal breaker, you know?
You know, I have an idea. Why don't you make a little card that you keep with you in your purse that says Grammar Police, thanks. And when he does that in front of people, just pull that out and show it, because maybe that'll kind of give him back what you feel like he's giving to you when he corrects you in front of people.
That's a great idea. I'm just going to have to, like, triple check it and have someone, like, you know, reassure me that I have the comma in the right place I say Grammar Police, comma, thanks.
Luna, you're funny. You're really funny. Hey, quickly, on a serious note, when he does correct you in public, has anyone else ever said anything to you or to him? Like, does that hurt your feelings, or are you okay with that? I mean, does anybody else stand up for you?
Or do they just move away uncomfortably?
I mean, a lot of the times, like, it's something, you know, that other people get curious about, and then he can literally go into the history of, like, linguistics or whatever and be like, this is why it is the way it is. So everyone's like, oh, I learned something new today. And it's like, yes, I learned something new every day.
Be happy. It sounds like everything else is cool. I think you've got this under control. You sound like a pretty in-control person. So good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.
You bet. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I love my boyfriend. Like, I really do. Like, I do think he's, like, a really great guy. And, like, I think this is, like, my first, like, big, big love. You know what I mean? But, like, he has this, like, one habit that just, like, drives me absolutely nuts. He corrects my grammar all the time. And, like, it's not just, like, when we're alone. Like, he does it in front of my friends and, like, my family.
That's Luna. And Luna is wondering if this is enough to make her list her boyfriend. What do you think? 833-287-1037.
All right, let's start out with Caitlin in Oceanside. Caitlin, what do you think about Luna's situation?
Love him. Love him. Love him. We are who we are. And if you love him, then you love him for who he is. And you come, you'll be able to adapt to it. I get it. It's not your favorite, but it's not, in my opinion and experience, it's not him trying to be mean.
Nikki and LaMisa, what's your take on this?
Okay, so I'm thinking just, you know, leave him. There's thousands of fish in the sea. And if he's boiling your water, boiling your blood, you know, that's where you live. That's where you live in your head. You need to get out of there. And he's boiling around your where you stay. You don't feel comfortable. You just find another fish.
Drastically different opinion so far.
Absolutely.
Andrea in Carmel Valley, what do you think about Luna's situation?
Okay, so first of all, I'm an English teacher, and I see the whole situation being more about respect than it is grammar. And my feeling is that likely he has been disrespected in his life and not felt a feeling of power, and that's his way of feeling like he has some power in his life.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's pretty deep.
Number two, as for ever correcting someone, that's like if you're having an argument and having an argument in front of people.
Gotcha.
That's just, no, that's a no-no.
Okay.
You take it to the side. You have the little talk, and it is the person's choice as to whether they take your advice or not.
All good points. All right, Luna, you heard what your KSON friends have had to say about your situation, but this is really about what Luna is telling Luna she wants to do. So where are you at after hearing that?
There's got to be a solution for you. There's got to be a way to work on it, right?
I think absolutely. And, like, I mean, it's a good thing he's charming, I suppose, and it's not, like, a shattering deal breaker, you know?
You know, I have an idea. Why don't you make a little card that you keep with you in your purse that says Grammar Police, thanks. And when he does that in front of people, just pull that out and show it, because maybe that'll kind of give him back what you feel like he's giving to you when he corrects you in front of people.
That's a great idea. I'm just going to have to, like, triple check it and have someone, like, you know, reassure me that I have the comma in the right place I say Grammar Police, comma, thanks.
Luna, you're funny. You're really funny. Hey, quickly, on a serious note, when he does correct you in public, has anyone else ever said anything to you or to him? Like, does that hurt your feelings, or are you okay with that? I mean, does anybody else stand up for you?
Or do they just move away uncomfortably?
I mean, a lot of the times, like, it's something, you know, that other people get curious about, and then he can literally go into the history of, like, linguistics or whatever and be like, this is why it is the way it is. So everyone's like, oh, I learned something new today. And it's like, yes, I learned something new every day.
Be happy. It sounds like everything else is cool. I think you've got this under control. You sound like a pretty in-control person. So good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.
You bet. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.